You're listening to SBS News.
After months of resistance from Chinese authorities, the team from the World Health Organization arrived in Wuhan on January the 14th. The city in China's central Hubei province is the first place in the world that the virus was detected in 2019. Since then, more than 106 million cases and 2.3 million deaths have been reported worldwide. After 2 weeks of quarantine, scientists were closely monitored as they visited key sites, including the Huainan Seafood Market, the location of the first known cluster of infections, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which has been involved in coronavirus research. The findings of the mission were presented in a three-hour news conference in Wuhan. Liang Wanyan, an expert with China's Health Commission, spoke first, saying it remains unclear which animal species first transmitted COVID-19 to humans.
Evidence from surveys and targeted studies so far have shown that coronaviruses most highly related to SARS-CoV-2 are to be found in bats and pangolins, suggesting these mammals may be the reservoir of the virus that causes COVID-19. On the basis of high similarity in sequences between the sampled viruses and SARS-CoV-2. However, the viruses identified so far from neither of these species are sufficiently similar to SARS-CoV-2 to serve as direct progenitor of the SARS-CoV-2.
He repeated the call made by Chinese officials for further investigations into the possibility the virus might have spread to humans through shipments of frozen food.
Early circulation of SARS-CoV-2 from unpublished studies. These studies from different countries suggest that SARS-CoV-2 circulation preceding the initial detection of cases by several weeks. Some of the suspected positive samples were detected even earlier than the first case reported. This indicates the possibility of the missed reported circulation in other regions.
Members of the WHO team have supported this call. Peter Benembrick, the head of the WHO mission, says the focus could be shifted to tracing supply chains to the Huainan Seafood Market in Southeast Asia.
A possible pass from whatever original animal species, all the way through the Huainan market, could have taken a very long and convoluted path involving also movements across borders, travels, etc., before arriving in the Huainan market.
He dismissed a theory that the virus was accidentally leaked from a laboratory in China.
The findings suggest that the laboratory incident hypothesis is extremely unlikely and to explain the introduction of the virus into the human population, and therefore is not a hypothesis that will suggest future studies into our work to support our future work into the understanding of the origin of the virus.
Former US President Donald Trump promoted a widely discredited theory that the virus was manufactured in a lab in China for use as a bioweapon. US State Department spokesman Ned Price has moved the Biden administration away from that claim.
Rather than rush to conclusions that may be motivated by anything other than the science, we want to see where that data leads us, where that science leads us, and our conclusions will be predicated on that.
The inquiry is still in its earliest stages. It could take years, and WHO officials have promised a rigorous and transparent examination of data and research by China and other countries. In other news, a near total lockdown has been imposed on Greece's most populous region of Attica, which includes Athens. Half of the new infections in the past 24 hours are in Athens, with the overall national daily tally at 1,526. The country has recorded 6,017 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the lockdown will last until the end of the month.
Στόχος.
The goal is to always be one step ahead of the virus, and this tactic was effective with the last restrictions in January.
Today, however, the danger is reappearing, not in the form of thousands of sick and deaths as in other European countries, but with two facts that greatly worry us. On the one hand, the increase of hospitalizations in Attica, and on the other hand, the mutations of the virus that seem to accelerate its transmissibility. We could wait a few more days, but the alarm bells are ringing, and we have learned to act early to prevent the problem, to save lives.
In the U.S. state of California, officials have vowed to make more effort to ensure vaccines reach ethnic minorities. Government data shows Black and Latino residents in the state are being vaccinated at significantly lower rates than other groups. Although Latinos make up most of the infections and deaths, they've received 15% of vaccine doses, half the rate of the doses received by white residents in California. In the country's most populous county of Los Angeles in California, just 7% of Black residents 65 and older have received a first shot of the vaccine, compared to 17% of white senior residents. John Jacobo, Health Committee Chairman with the Latino Task Force, says reaching at-risk migrant communities is critical.
Where we are right now is our first in-community in San Francisco vaccination location. We are vaccinating our most impacted members of our society. For those that don't know, the Mission District and for Latinos, at our peak, we have been 15 times more likely to have COVID-19 here in San Francisco than any other ethnic group.
The hardest hit country in the Middle East, Iran, has started its mass vaccination program. The country has received 10,000 of the 2 million doses of Sputnik V it has ordered and plans to vaccinate some 1.3 million people by March 20th. Doctors and nurses were among the first to get vaccinated. President Hassan Rouhani paid tribute to the health workers who have died from COVID-19 and says he's ready to take the vaccine himself to reassure people it's safe.
I am ready to be the first person that has this vaccine injected into my body so that our people know that if we announce something, we have belief and faith in it.
The virus has infected 1.4 million people in Iran and killed more than 58,600. Peru has begun vaccinating frontline healthcare workers with the Chinese Sinopharm vaccine as the country faces a second wave of infections that has caused the collapse of healthcare systems. The Medical College of Peru says 302 doctors have died and more than 12,000 are infected. Dr. Carlos Santillan was among the first to receive the vaccine.
We are all afraid. We should not be afraid. Millions of vaccines have been given, and we should know that reaction of death does not exist. You won't die if you get a vaccine.
Meanwhile, a health NGO has started fundraising for oxygen machines to address a shortage in Lebanon. Melissa Fatala from Beitna Baytak, which means our home is your home in Arabic, says 48 machines have been delivered to COVID-19 patients across the country.
When we have a failed government and a failed healthcare system, and we notice that even our own friends and our own families are getting this, like, no one's exempt from COVID. Nobody. Nobody has superpower immunity. When we saw that our own relatives and our own colleagues are suffering with this, we decided, okay, we're going to start another fundraiser and to specifically focus on the oxygen machines.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.